Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Write Club podcast. I'm Catherine Nelson Riley, and today co-hosting with Laurel Simmons, and our guest today is Rita Zietz. She's a portrait photographer specializing in personal branding, professional headshots, and photography for websites and social media, all kinds of different things, and which are really important to your own personal branding.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think a lot of people, especially real estate investors, neglect to think about what kind of image they're presenting in their social media, on their business cards, even their website. And it really is important that the pictures we see of someone actually reflect the real person, because the last thing you want is a disconnect between that picture and that real person when you meet them. And we know that there is like a negative connotation that occurs when we meet someone who doesn't match in the photograph, because we always think, okay, what's wrong here? Why haven't they done this? What can they not afford it? What's going on? It leaves questions that need to be answered. And I think as anyone, it doesn't matter whether you're in real estate investing or any business, the last thing you want is to have questions, these little niggling questions in the back of someone's mind, because they're not quite sure if they can trust you. So Catherine, Rita talks a lot about building that trust and credibility, doesn't she?
She absolutely does. And how to do it and what the details are and what to expect for things. So why don't we get to the episode? And in the meantime, if anybody would like to learn more or have access to all kinds of great, actually literally thousands of hours of information and training and education for real estate investing, on over to our website, www.thewriteclub.com. And let's get on to our chat with Rita.
Welcome to the Write Club podcast, where the focus is on helping you, the real estate investor, advance to the next level. And now let's join this week's hosts and share ways for you to customize your life.
Hi, Rita, and welcome to the Write Club.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Laurel and Catherine.
We are excited to have you here, because we don't often get to talk about these kinds of things in this podcast. And I think it's really an area that requires a little bit of discussion in terms of branding, because when you're a real estate investor, branding is a large part of what you do. And by branding, I don't mean just the colors you wear or anything like that. You and I both know that branding is way more about that than the colors or the logo you have. Branding is about the value or how you are perceived by the person with whom you are interacting, correct?
Absolutely. It's kind of some of the lingo we use around personal branding, and branding is what do other people say about you and your business when you're not in the room?
Exactly. So we are talking to you about that because you're a photographer, and you take pictures of many things, photos of many things, and they're beautiful photographs, but we are really focusing in this session on the photographs of people, because as real estate investors, we talk to each other and we have to create those relationships and we have to let people know who we are. And one of the ways you can do that is through personal branding. So let's go a little bit farther into that. When someone comes to you, says, I want a personal branding session, what do you ask? Like, what's the very first thing you ask people about?
Yeah, I just ask them to tell me a little bit about themselves. And that includes, you know, who are they, what they do, what they're looking to use the images for, and even more importantly, who their target audience is. Because when we know those different things, we can start communicating who you are to your target audience.
Okay. And so for example, if I'm a real estate investor and I come to you for a session, then what might you ask me? Say you don't know me at all other than I booked a session. I want some headshots. And so what are you going to say to me?
So I say, Laurel, it's so amazing to meet you. Tell me a little bit about yourself. I want to know the things that you love, the things that you enjoy doing. I want to know a little bit about your business. So you're a real estate investor. What kind of investments do you make? Are you looking for people to perhaps invest with you, co-investors? Where do you appear? You're online, so you need to be seen. Do you have a website? Are you simply on LinkedIn? Do you show images of yourself on social media, or are you advertising on social media? All of those things combined will help direct the conversation as to, do you need just that one-off headshot for LinkedIn? Or do you have that online presence where you need people to get to know you, like you, and trust you? And if that's the case, and you have more than just a LinkedIn profile, that's when we open the conversation to, let's get some personal branding images for you. Let's talk about who you are, whether that's, you know, outdoorsy, fun, and that might not have anything to do with real estate, but that connects you as a person to the type of people you're hoping to draw as well. So if I give it to myself as a photographer, I don't just show pictures of me taking pictures of other people. I share pictures of me doing my walk in nature because that's so important to who I am. I show pictures of me with my green smoothie and my Vitamixer in the morning because I'm a healthy eater, pictures of me at the gym. So when people come and see Rita's social media and Rita's website, they're going to say, hey, this is a photographer. Here's her with a camera, but the type of person she is, outdoorsy and active and healthy. And I'm going to attract those types of people. And also by sharing a bit about who I am as a person and what my interests are, we're going to make people know me, either resonate with me or not, and that's okay, and create some kind of trust. Like, this is a human being. It's not just a robot. She has likes and dislikes and a bit more about her personality. That's going to resonate with people and connect with people. Or, like I said, not connect with people, and that's okay as well.
I think it's a really important part that you bring up too, Rita, that making sure you're bringing out the personality of the person so that you're presenting an authentic picture of who that person is and what it is that they're representing. I know when I'm very familiar with your work, but I find that's really great when you have your branding sessions that you're actually incorporating what people are utilizing within and what it is that they're looking for. If there is a real estate investor who is actually a contractor as well, and he has those services to provide, that you're actually showing them, you know, in front of what it is that they're actually doing. And then you're also working with them to build an entire brand profile, whether it's on their website and being able for them to be able to use those images in different social media snippets, or as you say, across the board. So in essence, it's almost like everybody who's going into seriously moving into the business of real estate investing or any other business realistically, and I would think needs your servicing for, at the very bare minimum, a great headshot, but even more.
Absolutely, Catherine. Just think of the last time that you needed something, whether you needed I redid my office during COVID and then I wanted lights in my office. So I needed an electrician, or your fridge breaks down and you need somebody to come in. Whatever service you're looking for, what's the first thing you do? If you don't have a family member that does it, you're going to go online and you're going to research, or you're going to put it on Facebook and say, hey, does anyone know an electrician? And some people are going to recommend. You're going to click the link and you're going to look at their website. You're going to look at, who is the person I'm inviting into my house and paying good money to work on whatever my need is? We look at images all the time. They have proof that when we go to a website, the first thing we do is look at the picture. If we're interested in the picture or the image that's there, we then and only then will move to the headline. And if that attracts us, we'll start reading the copy, what you're trying to sell or share. So those pictures, that first impression is so, so key. And think of the times when you've seen a bad image, a not attractive image, not necessarily of just a person, but just an image that's not appealing, or you shut it down. You just close down the website and you move on to the next thing. So having that online presence that looks professional, that makes you look like you've taken the time to invest in yourself, that you believe you're worthy of other people investing in you, makes a huge difference in who you're attracting and what you're attracting.
So true. So true. So personal branding is just that. You bring the personal into the personal branding for everybody. And you've got quite the talent. But I also am very aware that people don't like being in front of the camera. It's a scary thing. They don't like talking in front of people. They don't like being in front of the camera. What is it that holds people back from being seen?
I would say that's an amazing comment. And 90% of the people coming in and say to me, I don't like being in the camera. I say we, and I'm in my 50s. I'm okay to say that. We weren't the generation of selfies and taking pictures all the time. So we're not familiar with it as much as anybody sort of 25 and under. And I think the whole self-esteem, the self-confidence piece is huge, that when we look at ourselves, we see those intricate, oh, my left eye is smaller. Oh, I have a belly, or I have, you know, my ear is crooked, or whatever it is. We notice the one-off little things about ourselves that we don't like. And yet when I meet you, Catherine, or you, Laurel, or anybody, I'm looking at the whole picture and I'm like, what a friendly looking face. Look at that professional image. Wow, she looks amazing. So we don't see those intricacies. So my job when somebody comes in, first of all, my job is to make you photogenic because you're not a model. That's on me to pose you correctly, to light you correctly, to coach you along the way, and to bring out your best attributes and show you that you need to put those little things aside, because even if one eye is smaller or one ear is crooked or whatever the case, that's you. And to kind of just embrace that about you as being unique. I also want to say that every time I do a session, whether it's personal branding or even a personal portrait session, it always begins with a meeting a week or two prior to the session where we connect on Zoom or in person. We get to know each other. So that when you're coming in, you know a little bit about me, and that know, like, and trust factor is there. We've spoken and I've prepared you for your session. I am helping you talk about what are those props that you can bring into that personal brand session to show who you are and what's special about you. What clothing are you going to be wearing? We're going to have different outfits that connect to your brand and your brand color and your vibe and feel. Catherine, when you came in, you said to me, I'm a California girl. I was born in California and I want a light, airy California vibe. And that's what we gave you. And Laurel was like, I'm about purple. It's my color. I'm about wine. I love flowers. So we created a session bringing in different props that spoke to your brand. So that's making you more comfortable in the session because A, you're coming in stuff, you're confident. That's going to work for you because it is you. And B, that we've had that conversation, you come in knowing me, knowing that we're going to get images with intention, and that I'm guiding you through that whole process. And that brings some of the confidence to the table as well. When you come in, so fearful of that camera.
I think that answers some of the questions I was going to ask you about why people come into these sessions. And, you know, we often see the results, either it's online, wherever it is. You can have a business card, right? And you look at the picture. A, it's 20 years old, often. I go, that's not good. Yes. And secondly, it's so stiff. And it might be from the neck up or maybe just a little bit of the shoulders. And it's so stiff and posed. And there's just no way you can tell who that person is other than it is a flat image of the person that presumably they, you know, whom you're going to meet. But it's just... it's lifeless. I guess that's the word. And I think when you were talking about props, that does bring life to it. And I would suspect that even if you didn't use the props in the actual photograph, if someone came in with them, it would just lighten the mood, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Coming with what you're familiar with, the clothes you feel comfortable in, with some props, with your coffee mug, sometimes even starting those first session, the first shots, with that coffee mug. It's like when we're a kid, a teddy bear is our comfort. When you're holding on to something you're familiar with just to warm you up in the session, absolutely. And Laura, I love what you said about that photo that of you that's 10 years old. I highly recommend that people come in every couple of years because we do change. We age, different hairstyles, different glasses, whatnot. And if you're using that image of you that's really old and then somebody meets you, and there's a disconnect between who they thought you were and what they see, it tells the subconscious that there's something not trustworthy there. There's something that's not aligned. And that's not the foot you want to start off with. And then the second thing, just about that one-off headshot being a bit stiff. Yeah, in one headshot, it's a little harder to get some personality for sure, which is why often I suggest a library of images that you can smatter throughout your social media and your website. The person who's just got that one headshot 15 times on every page on their website doesn't always give the character of who they are and doesn't look the greatest for the viewer. Oh, there's that headshot again. There's that one headshot. We need to show that we're worthy of the investment to our clients who are going to invest in us.
That's really, really important. When somebody comes in, like you've had your pre-chat, they're bringing a few things in. Are there any other things that they can do to maximize their session in order to get the right images that they can bring with them or to do?
Yeah, great question, Catherine. I give my clients a checklist. So that pre-session, we have that checklist. And that's why some of those, back to those initial questions, who is your audience and where do you need to use your images? So for that person who's doing social media posts with little writing on it, their pictures on the one side, and then they have the negative space on the right side or the left side to do writing, advertising, they're going to need more images to do that. For the person who needs images to go across that narrow, skinny banner at the top of the website, that's a different cropping. That's a different image. So, and again, colors, what they're going to wear, bringing in the different outfits. So that when we say, okay, you have an About Me page, your colors are yellow and gold, then let's wear something that connects to the yellow and gold that goes across the top of that About Me page. And then maybe a one on the right hand side, you're facing left because your copy is on the left, or all your copies on the right. We make sure you're right facing. We want you to be facing your copy in your image. Like all those little graphic design indicators also help. And then after the session, we meet again on Zoom within a week of the session and we look at all the images. And at that point, I'm helping you coach. I'm coaching you to pick those images. So I'll say, here are the three images we took that would possibly be really great banner shots for that About Me page we took. Here are the four pictures that are showing that piece that talks about the health product you're selling or that talks about wanting people to come and invest with you. These are the images that are going to draw people to do that on that page of your website. Here's the image that you can use or three images that would be really great with negative space that would advertise, you know, the three resources you're selling to somebody. So I'm coaching you back to our planning conversation, back to the session itself, and then letting you know which images work for those things. So what's happening is within, I would say 4 weeks, because it takes people time, but usually within 4 weeks of people receiving the images that they purchased, they're sending me a link saying, hey, read it, check out my new website with my new images. And they're all on their websites because they know how to use them. One of the biggest complaints I had from people that I just ran into initially as a photographer, oh, I had somebody do my personal branding images 2 years ago. I've never used them. And I would say, why didn't you use them? And they said, I didn't have a clue how to use them. So if we're shooting with intention, with marketing strategy, and with coaching on how to use those final images, they're doing what they're meant to do. You're investing in yourself, and that investment is going to bring a return to you because people are going to see those images and be drawn to them.
That's very true. And it reminds me, I know that Laurel and I were actually looking through a website. There were some people that we were looking to find for some particular presenter reasons. And on this particular website, it was amazing what people had chosen as their image, because of course, they're only allowed one image per person. But if it didn't resonate, if their pictures didn't resonate with what it was that we were looking for, or who it is that we are, what our values are, we didn't even go any further.
Absolutely. Yep. If you're looking for somebody you want to invest with you, or you're thinking, I want to invest with that person, maybe you've met them at networking, had a brief conversation, and you're like, you know what? Even somebody like me that maybe says, you know what? I want to do some real estate investing, but I don't have the time to do the research. I trust so-and-so to, I want to look for an investor who does that work for me. And I just want to, you know, give them my money. They can do that investing. I'm going to go home. I'm going to go online. I'm going to research them. And if their photo is, you know, from a wedding with a glass of wine in their hand and their partner's propped out, that's not going to resonate. That's not going to give me confidence. That's the person I'm going to trust my money with to invest with, or whatever the case is. It just does not build good brand representation. It doesn't build confidence. It doesn't build trust. And I'll pass up on that person if they're not showing themselves online in a professional manner.
Yeah, I think that actually you made a really good point there, because often I see people using photographs, even on their business cards, which is just appalls me. Just being honest, it appalls me. Well, they've taken a photo from, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago that somebody's taken on a cell phone and the lighting was bad and it was, who knows, when they were drinking, at a bar somewhere or wherever. You know, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but they take that cell phone photo and they think that's good enough. And my immediate reaction is, oh, that's not nearly good enough. Not even close. I would rather you not have a photo than that photo on your business card.
It's true. You raise a good point, Laurel. It's about, again, it's if I don't think I'm worthy to invest in myself, so me as a photographer, if I'm not willing to go and hire another photographer and spend the money, good money on good branding photos, why should I expect that people are going to come to me and invest money in me? And then the other piece, it's not just about the good photos. It's about getting the photographer who's going to capture you. So here's an such a perfect example. So I had a phone call yesterday from this beautiful girl I know and love her. I did her wedding photos like 6 years ago when I was still doing wedding photos and have followed their journey, her and her husband, and now they have kids. Amazing. And I noticed a couple of years ago, she got a new job and a new career. And I saw her photos and I'm like, and she was with a team. So they had team branding shots done and the vibe of this whole team. And they were beautiful shots. Great job by the photographer. But I thought, this does not look like the girl I know. It just didn't resonate with me. Those beautiful photos, but they weren't her. And that's fine. Like, no judgment. I just, in my head, I kind of thought, that's fine. Well, guess who called me yesterday? She did. And she said, Rita, I'm transitioning teams and I need a branding photographer. And all those branding shots we did before, I didn't love because they weren't me. And then people would meet me and go, oh, I didn't like from your shots. I was not expecting this because your shots look like somebody completely different. And she said, it's true. It wasn't they were beautiful, but it wasn't my personality. It wasn't my character. It wasn't who I am. So she's with a new team and she's coming to me for rebranding so that she feels authentic and really can resonate with her clients. And when she meets them, there's authenticity across the board and continuity across the board.
Oh, and I think that's a really good point, that you want to represent yourself or present yourself as you are and just be confident. And you don't even think about it, right? I think that's the point of these images, is that you shouldn't have to think about, how am I looking, either on my business card or my website. It really should be just totally in the back of your mind. Like, it doesn't matter. That's background. It's good background stuff, but it shouldn't be the forefront of your mind that you're worried about it, because then it just, you know, nothing works really well, does it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, that all goes back to that initial coaching call. I'm getting to know a little bit more about you, what you love outside of what you do, and then connecting you to your brand and then connecting you to your ideal client to construct a photo session that's going to bring across authenticity, compliance with your brand, and make you feel like, yeah, this is truly me. And when you feel truly you in front of the camera, the images are going to show truly you.
Exactly. All right, let's move on to the lightning round. These are 4 questions. Alrita, they're not hard. It's not like, you know, you're going to pass or fail. We're not giving you a passing grade. And Catherine and I will alternate questions. And you just answer with whatever air pops in. So number one question for you. What was the most difficult shoot you've ever done for a person? Not landscape, but person.
I would say the one person who came in and had the really big phobia about the camera. Like, it almost was, I don't know what kind of a response it was. And I just really had to say to them, okay, just close your eyes, put yourself on a beach, think that you're not even here. You know, when I say 3, I'm holding up a treat or something like a coffee, and like then open your eyes with or think about it. Just, it was really difficult to put her in a place where she was comfortable in front of the camera. But those are good learnings for me too, because I know everyone comes in with a bit of discomfort. So connecting with the person and what their interests are to bring out their comfort level is key in what I do.
Important. I'm sure that you've got a huge book full of stories over the years that you've been doing this. But one of the things, what is a fun fact that most folks wouldn't know about you?
I spent 5 months on the North Pole. So Canada has a base on Ellesmere Island at the top point. It's 89 degrees north. We have a base there. It's a military base, a weather station. It was put up and they still now operate there as a weather station and a military base. So I spent 5 months working just as kitchen staff because I thought it would be a really cool experience.
That's alert, right? That's what was called the alert station.
Alert.
Yeah, you know what?
Alert station.
You know, my dad worked there. He would go up. He worked at the base in Trenton. And every 6 months or so, he'd go up to alert because it was part of his responsibility to look after the civilians. And that's really cool. Yeah, he was up there.
That's not amazing. Right? I wonder if I did the polar bear dip. I wonder if he did it there as well.
No, but I know he always went out and did fishing for Arctic char. He always came back with.
Yes, I did that trip too. I had the Arctic char. I went fishing. It was amazing.
There you go. All right. Okay. Third question. What's made you most successful? What do you think? Like, what characteristic would you say has made you successful?
I would say, I'm going to take this from the comments people give to me. People say that I'm warm. I'm a warm person. My warmth made the session comfortable. So many of my reviews say Rita made it so comfortable for me in front of the camera.
Nice. And it's true. That's true. So I've known you for a couple of years now, and I know that Laurel has as well. And yeah, we'd agree with that one, I think. Now, for the last question, if you could tell your 18-year-old self something, what would it be?
Probably follow your heart and you're okay. Okay, who you are. You don't have to follow the same trail as everybody else. You're okay who you are. You're lovable.
All right. Well, that's, you know what? For anybody, that's really important. Thank you, Rita. It was wonderful having you here. That half hour went by really fast. And where can people reach you? Because that's important. We want people to be able to reach you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you first, Laurel and Catherine, for having me. I was honored to chat with you. I love you ladies both so much. You know that. I can be reached at RitaZietzma.com. And I know that my last name's a mouthful. So if you just typed in Rita Z Photography, Burlington, you'll see that I come up at the top. My Instagram is Rita Z Photo. And probably the same thing. If you start typing Rita Z in LinkedIn, you'll see me as well.
That's perfect. Thank you very much. And of course, we'll have all that information on our website and on the show notes. So Rita, once again, thank you so very much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Well, Laurel, that was a really great episode. I always enjoy spending time with Rita. She brings so many tips and she really, truly helps business owners understand, first of all, before even setting up a session on how and where they need to be seen and customizes their entire session, helping them to build marketing strategies and their personal brands. And there's quite a lot of levels of what needs to be done and thought of prior to coming into a session.
Well, you know what? Rita helps you customize your photographs for whatever medium you're using. And that's a perfect lead out for us, because what do we say at the Right Club? We say, let's customize our lives. So go on out there, customize your lives, customize your photos, and we'll see you next time on the Right Club podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Right Club podcast, where the focus is on helping all levels of real estate investors advance to the next level and help you customize your life. Be sure to tune in next week at rightclub.com/podcast or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you get a few seconds, please rate the podcast wherever you're listening. It helps the show get noticed by others like you, and we truly appreciate it. And don't forget to subscribe.